Welcome to the panel discussion, Making Dollars and Cents Out of Data Center Consolidation, sponsored by Brocade. I'm your host, Jason Miller. Our guests today are Cindy Castle from the State Department. She's in the CIO's office and runs their data center initiative. Zach Baldwin is from GSA. He is the program manager around the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative. And Alfred Rivera works for the Defense Information Systems Agency. Who remembers when Vivek Kundra, then federal CIO, started talking about data center consolidation? Anyone remember it was October, yeah. They were in the early meetings before I even heard, right? But it was roughly October 2009, was really the first time he talked about this proliferation of data centers. And at the time he said, you know, it went from 432 to about 1,200 data centers over about a 10-year period. And you're scratching your head, wow, that's a lot. Well, by February 2010, it was a full-blown initiative. There were goals, there were milestones. Zach will tell you all about them in a little bit. And by July of that year, so 2010, that count grew from about 1,200 to 2,100 data centers. And they added the definition of anything over 500 square feet. So not just a big data center that's in a warehouse somewhere, but it could be a small room in the State Department's building or the basement of DISA that now counts. So everyone has reviewed their data centers, their needs, right? So now the Office of Management and Budget says agencies have shut down 250 data centers. They plan to close 479 by the end of 2012. So Zach will give us an update of how close they're going to get to that 479. The long-term goal is to close 1,200 data centers out of more than 3,133 that existed as of June of this year, 2012. Now remember, that's up from 2,100 from July of 2010. So in 2 years, there's another 1,200 data centers, roughly. Where'd they go? And if you think about it, if there's 100 federal agencies and there's 3,100 data centers, who does math on my panel? Anyone? I'm a journalist. I don't do math.
150, 160.
That's a lot of data centers. So obviously, it's ripe for consolidation. And in fact, when I spoke to people for stories I've written over the last couple years, when I spoke to former administration officials who worked at OMB, they said, well, we've tried this, but it was hard. Or we had a path that was the infrastructure line of business. But I think the difference now is while the infrastructure line of business was it got a little traction, maybe not a lot, this is actually getting traction. And we're going to talk about the traction of the data center consolidation, not so much that things are closing, but what it means to the agency mission. So those are the couple questions we're going to throw out there. How does data center consolidation open doors for mission improvements? How does data center consolidation change the way you have to buy and manage mission critical systems? And how can agencies move money from operating and maintaining, commonly known as OpEx, to what they call CapEx, or developing, modernizing, enhancing mission critical systems? Now, with that context, we're going to turn to the panel. We're going to start with Zach.
All right. I do remember the day when Vivek Kundra came and asked me if I wanted to ostracize myself from every federal IT employee by running this Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative. But I'll start off with the numbers. Everyone's interested in the numbers we just released on August 3rd onto data.gov. You can find all the planned closings through 2013 and everything that has closed. Just look up, search for FDCCI. Right now, we have 318 data centers closed since the beginning of the initiative. It's 199 in 2011 and 119 so far in 2012. So I don't have this memorized, so sorry for looking down here. By the end of 2013, we're going to have 244 planned closures. And that is starting to become a little bit behind our goal of 1,200. And that 1,200 number grew as a goal because of the, what I like to call, continuous discovery, where people, one, we did open up the data center definition to include data centers under 500 square feet. And then, so that greatly grew the numbers. And then we've just been getting more and more discoveries with bureaus turning in more server rooms and small closets. I actually work for GSA, but I've been supporting the program for about 2 years for the Federal Data Center Consolidation Initiative OMB. Right now, we're looking for, in the next 2 weeks, or at the end of September, getting in the new yearly plans. Each agency turns in plans, and they're actually available online. Last year's plans, although I'd say those are getting a little stale because they are 11 months old. We're hopefully getting some more aggressive plans. We'll see some progress against last year's plans. And you know, the big thing is trying to get cost savings and report cost savings as a success factor of this initiative. One of the things I always say is, you know, this is everyone's interested in the counts, everyone's interested in how many we close, but really this is a cultural change across the government. We have to move towards enterprise services, having hundreds and hundreds, thousands of data center closets, running duplicative applications with low FTE to server ratios is just too expensive. The days of buying an application, putting it on a server, and having it run at 10% utilization, we have to move on from there. Virtualization isn't a new technology. So I run a task force of 24 agencies. We get together and share best practices. Every month, an agency comes in and shares a success story, a migration, or a virtualization, and support each other in the initiative. As one of our people in the initiative,
before Cindy jumps in, okay. I got to choose the moderator reporter privilege. So, Zach, I'm going to get the numbers straight here. So far, 318 have been closed, 199 in 2011, 119 in 2012, right?
Yes.
All right. And you're saying by the end of 13, another 244 will be planned?
A total of 244 planned closures in 2013. Another 244.
Just in 13, okay.
Yes.
Because numbers, again, journalists, you got to be careful with your numbers. You always got to make sure you're getting them right. All right. So Cindy is one of those customers. Cindy, give us a sense of how State Department's doing.
Okay, State Department, we started on our data center consolidation journey actually before the OMB mandate came about. We needed to do that from a business perspective. So we were very happy to have the federal data center initiative come into play so that we had the mandate that we could go back and use with our customers to get them into our data center. But from that perspective, we decided that we were going to consolidate down to four major data centers in the State Department domestically. We have one on the Eastern Power Grid, one on the West Power Grid, and then we also had some legacy data centers that were still pretty significant that we could salvage and make them into enterprise-worthy data centers for the future. One we're doing for our test and development, and the other one we're doing for our classified processing. This has been a landmark year for us in the State Department for data center consolidation. We're closing six data centers. Our two largest enterprise data centers have been closed, and we're scheduled to close four more this year. They are not quite as large as to the scale that the ones we just closed, but closing six has been very major for us, especially considering the size of two of them. In addition to that, we have opened our Western Data Center, which is our Eastern and our Western Data Center strategy. The Western, we received ARRA funding. We did construction to build that data center, and we just finished the construction and actually opened the doors to start receiving our customers. So that has made us able to close some of the data centers that we've done. So it's been, a great year for us. We are looking at the next step for us is looking at how we mature our process in regard to how we provision for our customers and also how we provide the services and the chargeback model for them coming up. So we still have a few more data centers to close. We have a total of 16 domestically that we started out with, and we're well over halfway there. And we hope to finish our consolidation effort by FY15. From an overseas perspective, we're still looking at how to tackle and handle that. We do have data center rooms, not really data centers, but data center closets at each of our embassies and consulates around the world. We're looking at, does a regional approach really work for that? And so we're doing a pilot to see if that is a viable option. But you never know where a hotspot is around the world and where you may need to close something down or get out. So that's really a concern for us. So we're really struggling with how we do the overseas consolidation.
Now, Cindy, just from moderator privilege, I'm going to use this a lot today, I think. So you guys, when you said two of your largest data centers were closed, can you give us a sense how large? This room large? Twice as large?
I would say the largest one was probably this size, and then the other one was maybe, a little over half of this size.
And when you close it, does that mean you move all the servers out, you no longer support the electricity, the power, the cooling, and if someone else owns the building, like say you're renting it, you tell them, thank you very much, we appreciate it, but we're done with you, or if State Department owns the building, you guys use it for something else?
Yeah, our largest data center that we closed was actually in the Main State building, which space in Main State is just crazy popular. The secretary is always standing up special envoys, special offices, so they're constantly looking for space. So we closed that down. It's a very large initiative. I mean, moving, working with the customer, moving those systems out, making sure that you know they're operational and they don't have a break in service has been very critical. We assign a project manager to each customer for each of those systems, and so it's very labor intensive. And now we're working with the facilities management people to break that room down, and we're giving that back to the business. So that will be repurposed and given back to the mission.
All right, now she also mentioned the chargeback model, which is a great segue to our friend Alfred Rivera from DISA, who makes his living charging agencies back.
That's right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. So yeah, so I am Alfred Rivera. I am the Director of Enterprise Services. And so I have a little different twist on the discussion today because I actually have 14 data centers that I oversee for the Department of Defense. I play a role as part of the task force on the Department of Defense side in terms of how we're going to move forward in closing the department's data centers, which there are quite a few of those, and we have representation from the CIO office on Zach's task force. But my job is to look at how we take efficiencies and look at some of the efficiencies we're doing, and that helped capitalize or be a conduit to the move forward in closing data centers. So not only do I have the 14 data centers that we are looking at, and some of those we are going to go forward with some closures on, simply because we're looking at how do we use efficiencies to expedite that. We're also looking at some of the technologies as well as some of the cloud tenants that will help us move forward in building more efficiency so that those data centers can be closed. As an example, and I've talked about this many times, is enterprise email is one of the biggest initiatives we have in the Department of Defense. Defense Enterprise Email is an initiative that we have under my organization where we're actually looking at building a single enterprise email system for the whole Department of Defense. We have and what's that doing for us? Well, right now we're at about, last week we provisioned over 500,000 users under one enterprise email system. Comprised of mostly the United States Army, but DISA itself is under that enterprise email. Some of the joint staff, the whole joint staff is under that enterprise email, as well as some of the combatant commanders. So as we move forward with building some efficiencies like enterprise email, the services and agencies can take that efficiency and close down some of their efforts. Another piece is the underlying foundation that we're putting in place for the department. Things like we've built an enterprise application service force, one single active directory, including one single global access list that everybody can capitalize on, so nobody has to build these multiple active directories, these forests across the Department of Defense. What does that do for them? It takes down domain controllers. It takes down multiple server environments that have to be managed with the multiple ADs that we have in the environment. Other areas that we're looking at is moving some of the collaboration up into the quote cloud area. We're on the process right now of fielding an enterprise SharePoint environment under this single active directory so that the department, the services and agencies can capitalize on a single SharePoint multi-tenant as well as single-tenant environment that they don't have to manage themselves. Again, more efficiency so they can shut down their own data centers and capitalize on what we provide. Other capabilities that we're doing is extending capability out to the edge as much as possible to meet the warfighter's mission. Things like content delivery, where we're managing at the enterprise level content delivery nodes across the globe so that data is being managed under one authoritative environment. So those are some of the initiatives we have. Like I said, we are looking at forward, from my perspective, under the 14 data centers that I have authority under, to look at some of those that will be candidates for closing. Probably the next best thing, another thing that we're doing is partnering with the services on where they currently have a data center, where can we capitalize and jointly partner in things like building in a standard top-level architecture security stack where we could extend our management thread to their data center, therefore not having a redundant or a duplicative mission on both sides of the environment. So I pick up the management of those security stacks, and they still manage their applications. Another area what we're doing is actually taking advantage of some of this infrastructure that they have, where we will take ownership of it and manage the whole infrastructure themselves. The Army just recently implemented or built a large complex in supporting the U.S. Army Europe environment over in Wiesbaden under a partnership with the CIO G6 for the Army and DISA director. I'm going to capitalize that data center and start managing Army applications under my authority. So what we're doing is capitalizing where we had both have same environments in Europe. Now I'll be managing that environment. So a lot of big initiatives we're doing from an efficiency perspective that contribute to the services looking at closing some of their data centers.